This is Circe Olson-Westner, the director of the Museum of the American Military Family in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and this is our podcast, Schooling with Uncle Sam. I'm talking to Sue McHenry, who just happened to wander into the museum here today, and she is a brat and spent much of her high school years in Orléans, France. So, hi.
Hello.
So my first question is, and I always ask this of all the brats, what do you think of the name brat?
Nothing?
Because in some cases, it brings quite a furor. It's not politically correct. And others are like, it's a badge.
I don't think any of the brats that I know have ever felt a furor about it. Mm. We've just always been brats, and we always will be. Mm-hmm. It stems from, as I understand, British Regimental Attached Traveler. Mm. And that was stamped on their footlockers as they were shipped overseas to be with their husbands in India.
Yeah.
So the fact that brat is a slang term for an undisciplined person or child.
Couldn't be talking about military kids. They're not undisciplined.
No, because, but we were. We were precocious, and we entered a school ready to make friends not willing to not make friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had a couple, if you went into a school that wasn't a military school, you had a couple of weeks to make it, or you just waited it out until you were in a different school or a different grade.
So speaking of school, you were talking to me about Orléans, and you were in high school there?
I'm one of the lucky few. I went to all 4 years of high school at the same school and graduated there.
So what years were that? Was that?
September of 1963 through May of 1967. We graduated early because the Communications Zone Europe Command was closing, and they needed to close the school and move everything out, take away all the furniture.
So, what are some of your best memories of that time?
Well, mostly the students, the other students. Mm-hmm. I belong to my alumni group, Orléans American High School former students, Facebook page.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint. And I belong to Overseas Brats, and I belong to Colorado Brats. Mm-hmm. And the people are by far the greatest treasure. Mm-hmm. Memories is amazing.
How many people were in your graduating class?
Either 12 or 18. I'm not sure anymore.
But small and intimate, and
it was. We started out the year with a full class. We had two homerooms. Mm-hmm. We had like 60 or 70 students. Mm-hmm. But throughout the year, as they were closing the command, everybody was getting shipped out. After Christmas, the second half of the year of the school year, we learned not to say goodbye to our friends on Friday afternoon if we weren't going to see them over the weekend because they might not show up Monday morning. And so it was always business as usual. Mm-hmm. It was. Mm-hmm. We didn't say see you Monday either.
Because you didn't know if that was true either.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just was saying goodbye to somebody. I spent a year in Massachusetts, and I met a civilian woman. We were tight friends for a whole year. And then as I was getting ready to move back to New Mexico, because I had gotten this new job, I said to her, listen, I love you dearly. We're great friends, but you're probably not going to hear from me anymore. It's not anything you've done. It's just that I'm a military wife. I'm a brat. We just don't do goodbyes, and we just don't look back. And I said, but you'll be on Facebook. I'll see you. And I felt kind of like we were breaking up on a date or something.
Oh, yeah.
So your story resonates with me.
Well, I just, that last year was a hard year. Mm-hmm. My best year there was my junior year. It wasn't my senior year. Mm-hmm. I had boyfriends during my junior year, but there weren't enough people senior year to actually have that kind of relationship.
Right,
very few did.
Right.
We all hung out together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was definitely a pack,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
not couples.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
They had a prom my mm-hmm. senior year. I didn't go. I went to my prom my junior year mm-hmm. with my best friend, Wally. And we had 5 busloads. Now, mm-hmm. that's a lot of students. That's mm-hmm. like 200 students.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Old, big, olive green army buses. And we went to Paris for our junior senior prom. My junior prom
wow.
was in Paris at the Pavillon Dauphine, right off the Bois de Boulogne.
Oh my God!
And the Pavillon Dauphine is where the movie Gigi, all the nightclub scenes were filmed.
Wow!
So here we were in this historic building,
yeah.
dancing the
mm-hmm.
night away
mm-hmm.
in our mm-hmm. formal gowns and.
Very cool.
It was great.
There have been brats that have said that people don't believe them when they say, I was born in Africa, or I danced in, you know, Paris, and I went on a field trip to, you know, Greece. Do you get that a lot when you talk to people who are not brats?
Not anymore.
Mm-mm.
Not anymore. My friends know I'm a mm-hmm. brat. They know I've lived around the world. But I did a lot. Like when I went off to college, Colorado mm-hmm. State University, MU, mm-hmm. they wouldn't believe that the last place I had lived was
mm-hmm.
France.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't believe it. They
mm-hmm.
thought I was lying.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the weirdest recollections that I have was, and it comes up every 5 or 10 years, was where were you when John Fitzgerald Kennedy, when President Kennedy was shot?
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, well, I was at home doing my homework. It was nighttime. And everybody goes, no, it was the daytime.
Uh-huh.
And I go, no, it was nighttime where I was living.
Mm.
And then I just tell them the story,
right,
which gets long and circuitous. But it was nighttime. And they all, and it's a disconnect. It's definitely a disconnect because they remember clearly it was the afternoon. And mm-hmm. I remember clearly it was at night.
Well, that's kind of how it was with us when Princess Diana was killed. Mm-hmm. I was living in Puerto Rico and my parents were elsewhere and my mother called me and it was morning, I think, here. And I was like, no, she didn't die. And yeah, she did, you know, and it was just very, very surreal.
Yep.
Okay, so one last question, and then you're off the hook. So would you recommend the military brat life to someone else? I mean, if they were going to choose a life, would military brathood be it?
It really depends. You know, if they have a wanderer in them, then absolutely yes. But if they are a homebody
mm-hmm.
and never want to leave mom
mm-hmm.
and never want to leave their high school friends,
mm-hmm.
then it's not for them.
Thank you. It was great talking to you. And I am, once again, Circe Olson-Westner, Director of the Museum of the American Military Family. And this has been our podcast, Schooling with Uncle Sam. Thank you. It was nice talking to you.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, Circe.